IGs, y'all know who's fucking it. It's your boy, Rusty. And it's your fucking boy, and I'm back. Back with the coolest podcast. This side of the Rockies. And today, I'm gonna fucking tell y'all. Well, actually, this is more like a vlog, sort of like a diary for myself. Just to remember what I'm thinking. Right now, I'm building a new Lego thing. I'm taking apart my old Lego thing, which literally took me fucking months. Like, I'm pretty sure I've probably taken photos in my living room, and you can fucking see this thing still being built, like at least a month or two back. But, I just decided that, my cousins have fucked it up way too much. I just need to replace it and build a new thing. And also, I kind of just do it just to refresh my imagination, you know, all that jazz and all that shit. And so, anyways, I'm just turning this off. There. I don't have the COVID. I just... It's coughing. So anyways, I'm talking about why I still play with Legos. I still play with Legos because I got fucking nothing else to do. And, I get bored. I just get bored doing shit. And I like building stuff. You know, it makes things interesting. And also because, just fucking, I don't know, I just like to still play with them, I think it's fun. And you can go fuck yourself if you don't like it. But anyways, that is not the point, and I know that the people here don't really, that not everybody likes me just cursing all the other time. I know that Nina listened to this like one time, and I know maybe a couple of people have listened to this like at least one time. Like, I mean, the most I ever got was like 30 views of the first podcast episode. And I think that might have been the height of it all. I'm not sure. It might have been Everyone at the End of the World, which is honestly, I think, one of my most emotional episodes. Though you've probably seen it, you know, watching this one, but maybe not. Right now I'm building the outer, like, border wall. A couple months ago I bought, like, a giant, like, set, and, like, 1,000 pieces or something like that. It shattered all preconceptions I had before about how to build anything ever. I now have so many ways to build stuff that it is unimaginable. I have so many ways to build stuff now, and honestly, it's crazy. I have a system where I would put these three by two bricks down, and because they're all like messed up and all that, would basically cause it to, so that way I wouldn't have to worry about anything falling apart. But, oh, and if you're wondering, the song you're hearing in the background is a Big Iron by, Mike Robbins. Battle Home of the Republic. I love me some Americana. I'm actually a bit of a fan of Americana stuff. You know, good old 60s, you know, back when America was great. You know, they say that, oh, America, make America great again. Well, when was it great? And I think the 1960s, and into this Americana is that, you know, greatness, is when we were great. Just in case you're wondering, or because, you know, I don't want to get into that political shit, so. So might as well just do something, say something, you know. My point is that, well, right now, so something I do with my Legos. Fuck, I keep losing the track of what I'm gonna say. But, the thing with my Legos is that I always... Yeah, this podcast is gonna be kind of loud, so I would recommend putting your volume down a little bit, and just to prepare yourself every once in a while for hearing those screeching noises from, like, the Legos falling and moving and all that stuff, and... Anyways. Okay, sorry, I'm just tearing my ears. They're like, I can't, like, kind of hurt a little bit. But, essentially, something I do with my Legos is that I build something up, takes me a couple months, maybe, a couple weeks, maybe, you know, if I play a lot of exercise or everything else to do, and then... Once I finish it, You know, play around with it a little bit, maybe at least a couple rounds. Maybe I progress where I just leave it for like a year alone, and I go back to it, and then I tear it apart, or I continue on, but change a lot of stuff. Until eventually I remove it all, eventually, I as well. I take it all down. Maybe a couple things are left in the last, like the last version. You know, maybe like right now, the last like thing that's remaining still is the computer thing I had built from the resistance case. And also the chair of the chancellor. And I'm bored, I like to come up with little stories and quirky stuff, lore, and quote-unquote lore, you know, for pieces of plastic that are this fucking Lego set. But I'm so sorry for your ears, audience, I really am. glory, hallelujah. Sorry, the Battle Hymn of the Republic song right now, you know. Oh no, I got an American patriot. Love me some America. Now I hate socialists. Now I hate those commies. Alright. Anyway, so, back to what I was saying. So last time it was like this story of a post-apocalyptic sort of a... It took place in New York, in a post-apocalyptic New York, apocalyptic, I mean, I don't know. Other than the fucking whack-ass colors, because I don't have enough pieces of any single color to make it all matching, so everything looks like super fucking weird. All the colors, like, mismatched, and it basically looks like fucking someone vomited. Colors. Onto, like, a bunch of bricks. Yeah, that's just... But that's because I don't have any bricks. But I do plan, like, every single Black Friday and Christmas on buying one of those, like, big sets. One of those 1,000 pieces. And with that, I think I'll be able to, you know, actually begin to make stuff more streamlined. Also, maybe I have to... Definitely start getting more, like, boxes to hold all my dumb Legos. I love this song, Home in the Range. Home the Range, where the bear and the antelope play. Is and my skies are not cloudy or gray. Dark of the west, the dark of the world eternal. Act of the world, your father. I can't do a podcast in front of him. That's why the last episode was so lazy. Anyways, I'm going to try and make episodes every single month. Okay, I will. I'm going to even set, like, calendar dates and all that. And, like, maybe topics I'm going to discuss and all that stuff. Okay, this podcast is going to maybe become a little bit more professional. Probably not. I'll probably forget and become lazy again. Hey, you know what? That's the joy of this podcast. It's the unpredictability. You never know when an episode's going to come out. And you'll never know what we're going to talk about on this fucking, in these goddamn episodes. You know, because I feel like it's more of a incitement into, you know, both my mind and into, you know, the world around us, I think. In a weird way, you know. I want to give that sort of atmosphere, you know, that, hey man, this is just a chill place. You sit down, you listen, and you maybe try to ignore all the weird-ass philosophical or political shit that may or may not exist. Also, fucking ignore that 12-hour episode. There is an episode of this that's 12 fucking hours long. I don't recommend you watch that. It's just like a... I took all the podcast episodes and I poured them into one straight line. Well, not done. There's like a little bit of an extra at the beginning, which is like a bunch of canceled stuff that I never released or just didn't want to put out there. But yeah, then there's that, and then there's the rest of the episode, which is like all the other episodes combined into one. And that's like 12 fucking hours long. So I've given you 12 hours worth of content. And this I hope to give you 13. Maybe in 14 if I keep this going on more. Take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, my mama. I like my home. Country roads. I hear her voice in the morning as she calls me. Radio reminds me of my home far away. Down a hill, not good. I get a feeling that I shouldn't be home. Yesterday, country roads. And take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, my mama. Take me home, country roads. Take me home, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Take me home, country roads. Country roads, take me home, country roads. It must be kind of annoying just fucking hearing me sing all that shit. Whatever, this is my podcast. I can do whatever the hell I want. Oh, wait, so. Okay, here's my dad coming back here. I think it'll be the last time I'll do one of these cuts, but who knows. I actually hate both him and my niece. Fuck those two. Mom is out there, my dad's there, so I can't really talk that much about anything. So I'm gonna have to be quiet about this. I'm not sure if I'll make another recording tomorrow or how or what's going on with that, but. Well, I can't tell you something. I got my
Bakugan. Yeah. Little horn Bakugan. That's cool. I have an orange peel. This is near my vent. This is near my room. Oh yeah, here's my lock from PE. It's 25025.
Which is an awesome password, I'd say. Let me chew that. Let me ask. Okay. Then. Sorry, I have like one of those like pokey things. Under. Okay, so 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. Boom. I still got it, and y'all probably don't even remember how to open a lock. I am the most Gucci ass motherfucking gamer this side of the Mojave. Fuck yeah, bro. I fucking. This lock ain't no fucking Gucci ass game. Okay, I'm gonna try to speed run this thing. Okay. 1, 2. Boom. Wasn't that fast, but could be better. But you know, for now, this is the best time I could get, considering my rustiness. But I'm pretty fire, though. I'm pretty fire. You know, locking my locks. All that jazz. What the fuck is my phone? We're broken people now. We're falling down. Ooh. I was watching that Bright the other day. That movie was pretty good, I'd say, honestly. I kind of want to do more. I think it's really good. I don't know what Mason does these days, but I'm guessing it's just like nerd shit. So I'm gonna assume that he probably be like, you know that meme of like, oh, Morrowind fans explaining why their game is the best one. You know that one? Like, yeah, probably like that. I can say that, but regardless, that's the point. In other news, today was somebody's birthday or some shit. I don't fucking know. It's not my problem. Dude, I look so fucking weird, man. Bro, I fucking hate how my face like rounding out and all that shit. Like, bro, that's certified hood ass cringe. Not even gonna lie. Not even gonna lie. Yo, I'm taking out my Snapchat. I actually have Snapchat. I can't remember what like the thing is called, but it's David Fellow some bullshit. Let me just checking out my Instagram. I think it's cool. And, I would. Pink hair. Where is the pink hair, bro? Yeah, whatever. It's not gonna really care, but that's just me. I like stuff being complete. You know, I'm a completist. You know, I enjoy my stuff being fire. Like any other human being, I enjoy my project. As a consumer, I like the things I fucking pay for to be, you know, work. And, what's up, hold on, one second. Alright, geez, I'm back. This is, it's been like, this is the second, it's been 2 days since I fucking made the episode, those earlier clips. I never got a chance to do that, and also I was like, well, I don't want to do it. But I'm back, and I'm out here right now, my PS4 world, making a little map, currently making like the beach a little bit bigger, to make it look a little bit nicer, you know. It's gonna take a long ass fucking time, but hey, that's not important. Today is Friday, there's no school, it's a 40 weekend, as many of you should know. Or do? I don't know. Today is April 6th, something. April 7th, something. I can't remember. I can't remember right now. But, yeah, I'm just here at home playing some video games. Not much interesting is going on, I guess. Oh, bro, that hit hard, that shit. Yeah, I don't know. Not really a lot. I don't really have anything to talk about. My brain doesn't have anything to talk about. I guess I'll talk about how school was yesterday. I mean, I guess it was fine. Just like the first period. You know what I hate about school? I kind of dislike that whole, like, only three periods, only three classes thing. I kind of dislike that. It's like, I miss, like, hanging out with, like, other people, you know, and not just the same people every single goddamn period, you know. But now we hang out with, like, the same, like, person every single, like, week. And that's pretty annoying. Because then it's just like, it's the same fucking thing every goddamn day. It's London doing this fucking weeaboo shit, or Wayne being annoying ass motherfucker, or just Jordan and Christopher, or Isabel and Tyler all having an argument with each other, or whatever. All this other stuff, and it's like, I'm just so done with that. It's like, and I deal with it every single day, and it's like nothing interesting happens. It's just the same complaining, same people every damn day, same thing. And it's so boring. It's boring, man. Just hanging out with them every single day. It's like, yeah, they're fine, but they're annoying still.
I guess I'll talk about
them, I guess. I mean, I have there's Shania, Liliana, who else? Some other person. There used to be Alejandro, but he moved to Boulder, or Denver, I mean. So he doesn't come anymore. He's only online. And that's probably like online, like just in general. I don't think we'll ever see him. What else? Jordan has that like fucking bike helmet haircut, which I thought is like we're just like and all that jazz, and Christopher and Isabella are having, like, a drama or something. I'm not really sure. It was, like, something about, like, him and Isabella, like, I don't know, I guess they were, like, in a relationship or something at some point in time, or they had something or something. I'm not really sure. Nobody tells me anything, and which means that most of the time I'm just kind of there. And, I mean, it's the kind of same thing with, like, Jordan and Tyler. They say that they're, like, oh, we kind of all make fun. It's like, oh, Tyler is, oh, Jordan, your girlfriend's so bad, and all that. I mean, it could be. But it's like, I heard Christopher say that, oh, Jordan's worried that, you know, Tyler's going to leave him because, you know, she already left him for them. For some kid. And it's like, and I was like, what? So it's like the relationship a joke, or is it, like, for real or some shit? And I'm still not sure. I still don't think it's a it's real. I mean, again, that's just my opinion in this whole situation. I'm not really sure, because nobody tells me anything. I'm just kind of left to pick up pieces and fragments from what I hear from people. And that's cool, I guess. Yeah, Christopher and Isabel having like a big argument a couple days ago, last week, I think. But she hasn't come to school in, like, since then, so I'm not really sure what's going on with that. Anyways, it's only been 5 fucking minutes. Bro, I don't think I can do this for another hour, man. I don't think I can do this for an hour. Because all these podcasts are usually like an hour long, because that's just like to maximize content. And, because I just have the time, man. Because I just have the fucking time to make hour long goddamn episodes. All the fucking time. But, I swear to God, one of these, I'm just gonna fucking grab my, that book I read, The Exile, that book, The Exile that I wrote, and just fucking read it. Which will be pretty funny. I will probably make like a separate podcast for that, because it doesn't really fit here, and people would be like, "Huh, why is this here?" So if I ever do a reading of that, I'll probably tell you guys that I made it. No, it's like probably I'll probably make like a different podcast on my I'll make a different podcast for that. And we can do that on separately, but I don't think I'll do that for like a while. I don't think I'm not that desperate, man. I am not that desperate. I'm not desperate enough to fucking read that piece of shit, man. I wrote that back in like 7th grade, and it's pretty bad. I mean, the world is interesting, and I actually made like a Minecraft map on my PS3 using the Fallout texture pack, mashup pack, I mean. And that was, that's it, and I'd say that that's pretty much it. That's a pretty cool map, you know, and all that jazz, but, I'm not really sure. Yeah, but the story is pretty trash, like, the book that I wrote, at least. It is pretty trash, the book itself, but, yeah. Yeah, the book I wrote was trash, but I don't think, really, but I think I could just explain, I think I should just maybe just explain, like, what the story is about, and then that'd be, like, immediately, infinitely better than the fucking story, because that story is not good quality, it's not high quality at all, it's pretty bad, it is bad. I remember back in, like, 7th grade, and I don't even know, like, half the stuff I know nowadays. Like, I began wrote it back when we still had school, so, like, coronavirus hadn't hit yet, and so I didn't have the gigantic amount of time to learn all this, just watch YouTube all damn day, like 6 months straight, you know, before school back started back up. And so yeah, I know just pretty bad. Also, I didn't really like, I kind of just would take breaks from it, and then I would just never write again. And I want to try to write again, but I'll probably do that in like high school. I don't think I can like do this anymore. I don't think I can just write anymore right now, because I'm just like, I just can't think of anything. I only really write during like school or like whenever, because I just don't have time. Cause, bro, I'm not gonna really start writing, like, I'm not gonna write when I have infinitely amount better things to do. Like, right now, the story that I'm gonna write, Magic and Lasers, I actually made an episode about that, me trying to explain like the lore a little bit. About that, just more like a note to myself, just so I could remember what the hell I was thinking, so that way I could, like, you know, write it down. Which, by the way, don't watch that. That episode is like the cringiest shit I've ever fucking said in the world, and I don't think I can ever like look at myself the same way again. Like, that episode is pretty cringy. Like, I actually do not. I recommend you to not watch that episode. It is an awful, awful, cringy piece of trash, man. Do not watch that episode, bro. Don't. But, I don't think you even know where it is if you do, but the point is that, in general, I just don't really have anything to say. Yeah, I'm thinking of writing another book, but I'll probably write that in, like, high school. I don't think I have time for that right now. I just don't have the will or the motivation to do it right now. And I mean, when I'm bored enough, I have the motivation to do pretty much fucking anything. I literally, if I get bored, I will just do anything to entertain myself. Even if it's the most boring, repetitive, or just uninteresting thing ever. I find joy in just doing this and just playing Minecraft, fucking pissing blocks, doing the same, building the same damn buildings, doing the same goddamn thing every single fucking time I build anything. That's kind of what I'm doing right now. That's why I kind of get bored with Minecraft. It's like, there's just so many ways I can build stuff. It's like, I don't really play survival that much. It's not really my style. I like creative because survival just seems so restrictive. Because I like building stuff. And you can't really, you have to, mine stuff and do that. And I have some limitations that I do. So I usually just play survival, but it's like, I don't know. I don't think it's really, worth it. I don't think it's just really worth it. But yeah, I'll probably write that. It's gonna definitely be a more professional. It's gonna be a better book than the last one, definitely. I don't think it could be worse. But yeah, I think I'm gonna try it. I could write knuckles of that. I also have a Wattpad account. I don't know why I'm telling you all this, but I just think it's funny. But I just think it's an interesting fact. If you guys don't know what Wattpad is, it's basically where infinite amount of Twilight do this. You know, Twilight was about vampires. Yeah, you wanna see Twilight, but for for everything and every different version of that, you just go to Wattpad and just check out their feature. There's some cringy stuff on there, and also they charge you to read stories, and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking die before I read this piece of crap. But yeah, a lot of the stories are pretty bad. I mean, they're written by younger people like me, so I understand where they're coming from, but they can't even come up with anything interesting. At least I have interesting ideas. I don't have any methods to actually put those ideas into reality, but I know what I want. I know what it is. I know I have ideas for stuff I want to do. I have, worlds I would like to make, but I don't have the skills to make them. So I don't ever really bother with that. But a lot of Wattpad just seems to lack any goddamn imagination. It's a pretty bad site, it's a pretty bad site and app, I guess. It's a pretty bad platform. I don't recommend you go there unless you're looking for some high quality cringe to read. Which if you do, then just go check out, literally just search up any single goddamn fandom. Search up Loud House, My Hero Academia, fucking Chira, I guess. Anything, bro. Little quick note, I haven't even watched Chira yet. I hear so much about it. It seems, I guess, as a big He-Man person, I don't really get it. It's not even Chira, it's just fucking, it's your own show. The creator said that she didn't even watch the show. She just had the toys, and it's like, damn, bro, that's just, none of the OGs fucking like this show. And from what I've seen, it seems like a pretty fucking stupid show, I'd say. Pretty cringy. Pretty fucking stupid, and I don't think I would ever like it. And, mostly because I don't have the time to fucking watch Netflix. I don't have time to watch stupid-ass cartoon shows. Not because I don't like cartoon shows. I don't like cartoon shows. SpongeBob was a great fucking show. I just don't have the time or methods, and I don't want to. It's like, this seems stupid. Why would I want to waste my time watching this? And, et cetera, et cetera, as they say. Oh, do you guys hear about the, manga shortage? Comic, they're charging fucking $6 a comic nowadays. Marvel and DC. Which is a fucking scam. 100%. But meanwhile, anime and manga, there's literally a shortage. It's like, dude, that's some high quality fucking stuff, man. And they wonder why anime is so fucking popular. It's because all this shit, all the SJW fucking political fucking social justice crap that Carl Nixon not becoming, all the pandering and shit, and it's like, I don't want this. And I mean, also, just most shit is just trash. It's just fucking, it's just a bunch of people trying to be fucking activists and shit. It's like, goddamn, man, just fucking leave me the fuck alone, man. I can't, just leave the comments alone, man. And it's like kind of sad also, because like, my dad told me the story of how he used to be able to learn English from comics. He would read comics, and that's how he learned. See, that's how you learn English. And it's like, huh. And now comics are a fucking disgrace. I wouldn't want anyone to learn anything from comics, because the only thing you'll learn from there is whatever bullshit the fucking goddamn commies tell you, you know? And no, I don't like, but no, it's like all that bullshit. It's like, ah, it's like, God, they get this political, just get this fucking social justice warrior crap out of here, bro. Get this fucking shit out of here. Get this liberal crap out of here. Be gone, bond, as they would say. But I guess at the end of the day, it's not really all that important. I mean, I don't know. I don't read comics myself, but that's because like, I'm not going to... Why the fuck would I buy a comic, bro? Like, that's money I can't make back. Like, I don't spend... I don't have any disposable income, really. My parents don't pay me for, like, chores, or they don't give me an allowance, and so I don't do chores, but they also say, oh, well, we're not going to pay you if you don't do chores, but it's like, they don't pay me anyway, so I'm not going to do chores. If I don't do chores, they don't pay me. So it's like it's a brutal cycle. It truly is. Even if I did chores, they probably wouldn't pay me anyway, so it's a fucking matter, because my dad just says, oh, well, we shouldn't even be paying you, because, you know, it's, the chores are, you know, for the family, and, you know, that's, and, you know, because we clothe and feed you, and, you know, all this other shit, which is just this just shit you do as a parent, you know. But whatever. And it's like, oh, well, we're not supposed to pay you anyways, but hey, you know, for helping out here, a couple dollars. I like a dollar. And that's fucking that, which means which means like, bro, dude, when I felt those $100 bills in the stimulus in my hand, it was $1,400, I was like, holy fucking shit, bro. Fucking nice. And I wanted it because I was like, God damn, man. I mean, it's not like a bunch of people doing it, you know. But then they said, my friend said, no, well, actually, it's not even your money. It's actually ours. Just, I was like, okay. You know, they gave me like $200. And I said, okay. And that was the end of that. But it was so fucking weird. I had never held that much money in my hands, dead ass. And that was so fucking, it was nice, bro. It was fucking nice, man. Well, anyways, aside from that, not much is interesting happening. I'm really starting to fucking... London's really starting to piss me off, man. London's some new kid. He's from North Carolina, apparently. I don't fucking believe that for a second. I do believe he's from North Carolina, but I don't believe any of those stories he tells. He said, oh, I lived in the ghetto, you know. I saw bullet casings on the ground. It's like, I lived in the hood. And it's like, what? I'm sorry, dude, but there's no way you, like, your kid, like, you, because he's a big weeb, and I don't really like those people. I think they're just disgusting losers, most of them. And, at least the weeaboos in our school, like Wayne, mostly Wayne and London kind of represent the whole weeaboo culture. Though these days, I don't really know anyone, so, though these days, everyone's changed a lot, so I can't really tell. Can't really, like, because we can't go to any lunch tables, and I don't have any classes with anyone except, like, those kids, like, all through periods. I don't really know, like, I can't really talk to anybody different, so I can't, you know, relay any new information from those people. If the classes were different, I would definitely have a lot more to talk about, dude. You can bet your ass I would have shitload to talk about. But I just don't have anyone interesting to talk to, so I don't have anything interesting to relay back to you, listeners. So, I guess that's cool, I guess. I don't really know. Alright, this is kind of getting boring. I'm just gonna put fucking Spotify on.
19 minutes, bro. 19 minutes. Almost 20 minutes inside of these episodes. At least from my end. It says
recording 19:41. Why I get the problem.
And of course it's 9:25, Friday.
I usually record them. Like a part of some of the kind of makes things kind of clear, I guess. If you miss the scenes, you know, then it completely changes. But she must be like, she must be annoying.
Dude, I would say that. Just have some for this video, kind of funny. Different people. day suffering. But I never suffer. Besides, I don't eat that. I need to give that to everyone. What? Bro. What? And then I... Yo, that's not right. That's not right, bro. It's not right. Arrested. Can't be in the cell, so. No. Louisville. What? Just because I want to. What? I'm sorry, dude. That's not right, man. That's not right. What is that, anyways? Bro, this thing, honestly, I mean, bro, it's so cheap, or something like that. Nah, bro, I don't know. That's just messed up, man. That's messed up. You know, rusty right now? What are you putting right now? I'm done. Cinema was already, I'm going to sleep. Jesus Christ, this is so fucking stupid. Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Oh my god. Dude. What? Bro, okay, I'm just taking a second.
Literally, physically, doing the exact same thing. I'm getting that feeling. Like, I feel like I'm literally in the same place I was a couple months ago. Like, not, like, emotionally, but, like, literally, physically. Like, everything looks the exact same. Like, I'm getting, like, deja vu, basically. Like, that's so... Oh, my... That's... Dude. That is weird. I'm sorry, guys. I'm losing my damn mind, man. I just don't have anything to do, man. Well, you didn't. Oh, didn't you hear him? He feels like he's doing too much. If I gave you all my love, I say, would that make you? It's like in the hood, I swear. Yeah, Tim Berkeley, wanna bet. Do it on the paint to Robin at the... Robin off the paint to Robin at the rapid game, that's fine. Well, there's that, yeah, gang, this is the one. Bro. If it was reverse, that's what it would sound like. Pfft, running out of the hood just to go back, dude.
Oh, hell no!
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know what I'm doing anymore, man. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna go check out my list.
So, like, back in, like, so every single, so basically, every single,
that's, like, fucking beginning of middle school, I have, like, a list of people that I would kill if I had a gun. Which is, like, I don't, but if I could kill people, I would kill, like, this list of people. Insert whoever the fuck I hated at the time. Let me go get that. I had a notebook where I actually wrote it down, the list. And, you know, physically wrote it down beforehand. Where, like, else I would just, like, kind of, like, say, oh, I hate it. I hate these guys. I'd kill them, but I don't really remember it. So let me go see if I can get it real quick.
I think it's a good insight into the kind of culture, just the people around, and just how I was back in the day. So you can look at it. I think it's a very educational thing. It has a lot of good old classic moments. A lot of stuff that I think it's isn't it this one or is it the other one? Yeah. We got it.
Falling River. Or I think it was Falling River or Falling River. Flying River or Falling River. Not exactly sure. It was because I came up with like this idea of like a TV show about like a military base falling down like through a like a, you know, like the floating, like a floating military base, you know, kind of like the shield headquarters or something like that, like an island, and it began to like fall down like an infinite void, and so there was like a river that was like eternally spewing water out and I come up with all this stuff. Let me find it. Oh, wait, no, I just missed it. Oh, yeah, okay, so, number one. Is this the list? Yeah, this is the list. Okay, so number one was Noah. It was that kid that looks like Mater, not the Noah L, some other Noah. Sal. Andreas. Cohen, Angel, Christopher, Massa, Alex, Zeppo, Miss Christopher, Mr. Medina, Hot Hun, Samantha, the fat one, Mitchell, Gabriel, Steven, Miss Scoots, something, Lush, Jens, Isaac, the 8th grade assholes. Oh yeah, I made this back when I was in 7th grade, so this is like a year ago, man, like 2 years at this point. Jazzy, Andrew, Munich, a couple names I can't say. This is like 100 people long, but I can only understand like I think like a quarter, if that of it. So yeah, this list has 50 people. 28 is Bob. Let me see if I can read the name of Faith. 31. Nuns. Noah's. All of them, because fuck. Something. Francisco. Walker. Ternik. CJ. Gage. And Jen? I can barely hold the. I can't say that word. Well, I mean, I can say it, but I'm not gonna say it on this podcast. Miss Cortez, Miss Castle, Diaz, something. My dad. That's number 44. I can't read it. I'm telling you guys. I'm just going to like the names that I can't understand. There's like a plenty of names I don't understand. Sierra Favela. My mom, my brother, Yoseline, Jack, Christopher, me. That's the end of that list. There's 50 people. It would be longer, but I just don't. I can't understand, like, half of it. It's like, I don't understand, like, a quarter of it. So for now, you guys, this for now until eventually I maybe try to decode and write everything I can write for now. But yeah, that was my old kill list. Well, hate list, I guess. I was making the joke telling off. I was like, actually gonna kill myself. I never did because I'm a fucking pussy, but hey, that's an interesting fact. Maybe I'll make that a check out. Probably, I was gonna take a picture of it right there. So, there's not much going on lately, I guess. Bubble boy. It's like title. I don't care. Bro, that's funny. It's like, psh. Damn commies, man.
We're like 38 minutes long. I don't know how you people tolerate listening to me for like an hour. I'm pretty sure you guys don't. But if you are listening to this, congratulations, bro. You have more patience than I ever fucking could. Because I don't think I could ever listen to some asshole just talking for an hour about stupid shit.
That's my opinion. Well, now there's, like, sun coming down, which sucks because I don't like the sun. I don't like the heat, at least. Lay down your arms and surrender to my... Okay, where's my... Box. Because I'm a fucking loser. I'm just gonna eat this. Jeez.
I'm just so fucking tired of this bullshit. I'm just so fucking tired.
Hi, Ruby.
Hi.
Hi. It's a 4-day weekend today. They don't have school or Monday.
Why?
Like teacher something. Something like teacher conference or something. I'm not really sure. And before the weekend, that's what matters, no? So. That's cool.
I'm using this yulin-whgub.io making-history-sandbox/. And it's pretty good app. Lay down your arms and surrender to mine. Is this the nation? Oh, yeah. The Kingdom of Denmark. Holy Roman Empire. That's fun.
Alright, yo, what's up, jeez? It's your boy. It's 8:36 fucking p.m. Same day as the last recording. I think I'm just gonna end this. I don't think I can do this again and again and again and again. And I kinda just need to pump out an episode. So I kinda. So yeah, this is gonna be the last call. If I just pop out some random ass shit, I don't really know. My ears really fucking hurt because. Oh, this is the music? It was pretty loud. So I probably won't be listening to music for like a while. I'm in my dad's room watching TV. I'm watching Fifth Big Bad by James Toulos. And, that's pretty cool, I'd say. You know, I think all in all, nothing really interesting's been going on since then. My fucking game, Roblox, kept crashing like 5 fucking times, which was annoying. Kept losing all my progress. So that sucked. But, other than that, nothing really interesting happened. This is probably like this can be a reoccurring thing. If you guys haven't noticed that I just have nothing to talk about really interesting or worth mentioning that I can remember at least. And I probably have something that I can talk about, but I just can't fucking remember for the life of me. And that's kind of the case right now because I just can't remember anything to talk about, you know. It's not much to really, you know, discuss, I think. And, yeah, I was in that one song, what's it called, I was watching, This Is America by Childish Gambino, and I was looking at all the comments, and I was like, damn, bro, this song is fucking stupid, bro. I mean, the song's good, but I just fucking hate what it's about, but I guess I just fucking hate it now. It's a good song, but I don't really like it, you know, for what it is, for what it means, you know, damn communism, at least. But, whatever, regardless. Other than that, not much has been going on. I guess I was just doing nothing. Yeah, I don't think I have anything really to talk about at all. Nothing really cool. If I had my phone, I could, you know, probably find something to talk about, but I can't. But, oh, hey, did you guys hear about that, CW Powerpuff Girls reboot? And it's like, dude, I was looking at that, and then, it's just a fucking disgrace, man. Like, I swear to God, it's a disgrace, bro. Like, dude, can't they just let it die? I swear to God. And, like, something that they noticed is that all three girls are all different races. Well, Bubbles is Asian, the green one, I can't remember their name. I don't know, I swear to God, I can't remember their names. The green one is black, and then the red one is white. They're just Caucasian, or just a normal fucking person, because, you know, that's statistically the highest population in America. So that's cool. Other than that, not much really interesting going on. That show's gonna be trash, so I'm telling you, I'm gonna fucking bet your ass it's gonna be so fucking awful. That I'm just gonna be like, nah, I'm not gonna. I mean, I'll watch it because I got fucking nothing else to do. But like, it's just sad. And also, then I started gonna remake the 4400, and dude, cause like some of the characters they're all from like all of time over, and it's like Jesus Christ, I'm gonna fit so much social justice warrior crap into that bullshit. It's like the 4400 is a great show. I think it's a really good show. I'd say, but they're gonna fucking ruin it, man. They're gonna fucking ruin it. yeah. I guess, all in all, there's literally nothing, nothing left, I guess. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Do what you want. Do what you want. I don't know. I guess that's interesting. Also, like the western ice cap, it's gonna fall off soon because there's like warmer currents under it. So that's cool, I guess. Haha, global warming bad. I don't really care about global warming. I don't like the heat. And I swear to God, if summer starts fucking lasting half a year by 2050, I'm gonna fucking move to goddamn fucking Alaska or Russia. Like, deadass. I will fucking deal with the cold. I will deal with the fucking violent crime rate. Switch it up. Like, in Alaska, I'll fucking deal with fucking Siberia if I have to. Like, goddamn, bro, I am not gonna deal with fucking half a year long summers. Nah, I'm not. I'm moving to fucking Wyoming or fucking Nebraska or Canada, because I can just cross the border. Canada doesn't have a fucking border. I want to move to fucking, like, Canada. I'm going to fucking Quebec. Hang out with some French homies. I'm not gonna live in fucking half a year long summers. Deadass. I will not deal with that, bro. I will not. You guys know I have a TikTok? Yeah. It's called that guy from Arizona. I'm not sure which one it is. I think it's the latter. The guy sorta from Arizona. I think it's that one. I think it's that one, so if you're gonna search it, then you can search that one up. So that's cool. Oh, I remember that Nyan Pasun or whatever the whole song. Oh, I thought it was okay. There was interesting going on there. Other than that, nothing really interesting's been going on. I got my big orange and white cup, which is pretty fire. It carries a lot of water for me. There's like a stack of like VHS with my dad, you know, Braveheart, Essential Techniques from Mandolin, Rainmaker, The Abyss, Pelican Brief. Batman, Three Kings, and some other VHS that I can't read. I don't know why, but the other day Christopher said, "Hey guys, remember that Audrey, the gay one over there? Oh, she's like transgender." I was like, "Huh? Why do you know that?" I didn't ask him. I was just wondering how he knew that, because like Christopher, he's one of my Chaser Gang kids. He's like one of those kids that like hangs out. He's like one of those like gangster wannabe kids, sort of like that, you know, ghetto kids. And I was like, "Wait, huh?" I was like, "Huh? It's how do you know that?" I didn't ask him. But I guess some like me, I only know the other stuff because I literally just I'm retarded in every single spectrum, which means I affect people in every single fucking spectrum of the entire goddamn school, and that's how I know everything. Basically, I know shit that nobody else will understand from one other side of the school. I know stuff that if somebody understands, but it's fucking a lot of stuff, I guess. You know, and I was thinking, how the hell do you know that? It's like, when do you know that? Like, who told you? Like, why do you care? Why are you even telling us this? It does seem something like the gig you would give a shit about. And that was cool, I guess. And we just spent the rest of the day, you know, the rest of PE, saying the N-word hard R, or saying faggot, or just talking a bunch of other shit. Mitchell and a couple of kids were doing the whole Allah Akbar thing. And it was a good old time. That's funny. Sap, Mr. Chap. Other than that, nothing interesting going on. I'm gonna get new AirPods or earpods or like headphones or something soon enough. So that's my goal. I'm really reaching for things to talk about, bro. I'm reaching, man. Sorry for that. I'm just getting bored. I need to make content. I need to make this like an hour long, because every episode needs to be an hour long. You know, that's the mentality we have here at KWM Radio Station System, whatever the fuck. Anyways, I'm trying to not curse because I don't want to sound like just your average like kid at school, like Isabella or Tyler or Christopher or Jordan, or those kids that just say fuck every single 5 seconds, like London or that one tall kid who I hope gets fucking thrown into a meat grinder. Goddamn faggot. Anyways, he's not a faggot. He's one of those, like, gangster kids. But I'm just saying that because it's funny. Whatever, I'm trying to explain things to people, but at the same time, only I understand it, and I don't get feedback for this show, so I have literally no idea about what to do or what to make. So, and I don't even know where you guys would even go to like recommend anything. Also, if you guys can comment on anything, please tell me where the hell are you listening this on. I don't know why, but surprisingly, not a lot of people listen to this on Spotify, and that kind of worries me because it's like, oh, I wonder how long it takes for people to actually like, you know, see the new episodes, you know. And it's like, okay, that's kind of weird, but I don't know, man. I think it's weird. Like, I wonder where people are listening to this from. I know it's not, it's a lot of Spotify, but it's mostly from other websites too, which is kind of strange. Like, actually, also that, and I also wonder who is listening to this. I can't imagine it's like anybody interesting. I can't imagine like any actual human beings to like care about anything ever to listen to this. But I'm not sure who. If you listen to my podcast and you're not Mason, because I know Mason constantly tells me, oh, hey, I listen to your podcast. It's pretty underground. It's underground, you know, so what do you expect? Whatever, which it's like, I appreciate it, Mason, but at the same time, leave me alone, bro. No, I'm just joking. Mason, I don't really give a shit about Mason. Like, something, he can be, like, he's kind of an asshole to me, but it's like, I don't really see him that much. I don't really give a shit. But, so I don't really care. But, like, if you listen to this podcast, please try to find a way to tell me that, because I have literally no idea who's in this podcast. And while you're at it, I might as well just fucking tell me something I should talk about or do or something. I'm not really sure. You guys remember those old episodes where I would just, like, sing for, like, 20 minutes? That was funny. Those were good times. I mean, that was, like, a year or two ago, no? I'm not really sure. Didn't tell. Roku is a decent company, I'd say. Guys, I swear, I am reaching, man. I'm like, bro. Bruh. I don't really like weebs. Yeah, they're all fucking stupid and weird. Hey, man. Y'all remember Azalea Ramirez? The tall one? The tall furry weeb? The tall furry one? The one that was a furry? Azalea Ramirez? I'm sorry if I offended you for saying that, but I don't really give a shit. Just go to this fucking school, and also, I don't know who's listening to this. So you probably don't even know who that is. Nor do you care. But, I wonder, like, so they left because, like, their parents, because their parents were divorced, and so they spent, like, 4 years, so she would spend, like, 4 years over here with her dad, 4 years with her mom, down in Texas, or New Mexico, or whatever the hell. Her mom is up here, dad, I don't really know, I don't really care. Well, I kind of care just because I want to know for sure what I'm talking about, but, I don't know, But, I mean, it's not like I know, like, where to talk to Noelle. I know, because they were, like, a relationship briefly back in the day. I used to always make fun of it. Or, like, just fucking... I don't know. I was, like, a kid, so I didn't, like, really understand things. I was probably, like, that one autistic ADHD, like, plagued kid back in the day. Because, goddamn, man, I look back on the shit that I did, and I was like, goddamn, I look so fucking stupid. Like, a lot of the people acted like how I do now, and you're acting like a fucking little kid. Yeah, it's like, damn, bro, I'm a disgrace. I wish I could go back and just change all that. But, anyways, like, I wonder what happened to her. I know she's coming back for the second year of high school, if I'm remembering correctly. I'm pretty sure it's not the first. I'm pretty sure. I think it is second year. But I'm not sure. I don't know. Who knows? I wonder if she had, like, a glow up, or, like, well, I wonder what's happening with her. You know, I haven't really seen her in years, man. Well, I mean, sixth grade, but still years. Like, I wonder what happened to her. You know, I haven't heard anything from that. I haven't heard anything from those people. I haven't really talked to that whole community at the school. In general, I think it kind of just dispersed and died out, for the most part, all the furry stuff. Most of that, which most of it was definitely, I'd say, in, like, 7th and 8th grade. Like, I saw a lot of that stuff, like, from the grade up above us. I saw a lot of furries in that. And there used to be more in 6th grade, but it kind of died out in 7th and 8th grade. Which, it's like, I'm not sure why or how. I don't really understand it. I don't know, I guess I'll just have to, like, do a survey when I'm in high school and just ask people. Or just look up people, because, you know, that's because no one's... I'm not going to fucking ask him, are you a furry? And they're going to get super offended, you know, those people are. And, I don't know, other than that, I have nothing really to talk about. If you are a furry, I don't give a shit. I like how I'm saying, if you're a furry, don't get offended. It's like, no, they're not fucking... No one, none of them are fucking watching this bullshit. This podcast is, like, actual ass, but I enjoy making it because I can just say whatever the fuck I want. And I'm, like, 80% sure I'm playing with fire by saying all this stuff. on a fucking podcast that anybody can listen to. Like, I swear to God, if I hear this shit being played at school, at the principal's office, to me for, like, evidence, I swear to God, I'm gonna kill any of you listening to this for that bullshit. I know someone's gonna snitch listening to this. Not the people that listen to this now, when it came out, but, like, later. Like, someone's gonna snitch on me and tell the teachers, hey, for teacher, I'm a fucking pussy and I can't deal with problems on my fucking own because I'm a coward and I don't have any balls. There's this podcast of this kid who fucking made a joke about me. It's like, fucking goddamn commies, man. Whatever. They're gonna release a new, novella with that guy from, I can't remember the name of that show, but they're gonna get a new novella, the cowboy one with Pedrito. That was cool. I'm like running out of content. This podcast is a serious problem with content. I feel like I literally have nothing to talk about, and I don't really know how to fix that at this moment. I think I should maybe I need to stop saying like, and, what was it? Stop. And, you know, things similar to that. Okay. Okay, I need to exclude that word from my dictionary, you know, I need to completely exclude it, permanently. I sound more intelligent when I'm not saying like every, like, 5 seconds. I'm not sure if I just got caught lacking, but if I did, I'm sorry. I think I'm gonna end it when it hits the 20-minute mark. If you're still listening to this, God bless your soul, bro. I don't know how you're dealing with this. Unless you're just studying how fucking crazy and retarded is this kid. Which, in that case, congratulations. You're a fucking Chad, bro. Congratulations. You are one human. You are one badass motherfucker. Because you can tolerate this shit. You can listen to me talking for a fucking hour without dying inside. I like how I just cut out the Lego part. I was just talking about Legos and then we're done. I actually did kind of finish that. I'm actually finishing it up. It's, the part that I was building was, I turned into, like, the penal colony of Jamestown. Which is, like, that's cool.
And there's the third wave.
So that's cool. I'm still doing that. I'm probably gonna finish it in, like, a month or some shit, because that's how it always happens. Other than that, I think that's something going on. And, it's been 20 minutes already, so. Well, see you guys later. Have a good day, and this is Rusty, KDM Radio. Have a good day, and, check back here, like, every month, I'd say.